It's time for the Rock Report on 106.5 The Buzz.
Brought to you by Charter Communications. I'm Otto. Slash will release his new World on Fire album September the 15th on his own label. He'll again be joined by Miles Kennedy of Alter Bridge and backing band The Conspirators. Along with the release date, he also released the full track listing for the disc, which you can view in the Rock Report blog. Meanwhile, the LA Kings invited Slash to play the national anthem before Game 3 of the Western Conference Finals of the Stanley Cup playoffs last Saturday. Video of that also in the Rock Report blog. Guar has announced plans to open a restaurant later this summer in the band's hometown of Richmond, Virginia. According to a press release, Guar has joined forces with Richmond's 2013 Restaurant Tour of the Year in an attempt to bring one of the last dreams of fallen singer Odorous Arungus to life, the Guar Bar. An Indiegogo campaign has been launched with the goal of raising $50,000 from fans for building renovations. More details are expected soon. Billboard has revealed their list of top 25 grossing live acts since 1990, with a handful of rock bands cracking the list. Coming in at number one was the Rolling Stones. Having played 538 shows over the last 24 years, the band has performed to more than 19.6 million people, grossing $1.56 billion. U2 came in at number two with $1.5 billion, Bon Jovi at number five with just over a billion. The rest of the list had Roger Waters at 12 with $547 million, Metallica at 17 with $432 million, Aerosmith at 18 with $417 million, and AC/DC rounding out the list at number 25 with just over $337 million in gross concert earnings. Metallica also became the first band in the SoundScan era to sell 16 million copies of a single record. Nielsen SoundScan started tracking album sales in 1991. Metallica's self-titled album, aka The Black Album, sold 2,533 units for the week ending May 25th, bringing the cumulative all-time total to 16,001,741. In 2009, the disc surpassed Shania Twain's Come On Over as the best-selling CD of the SoundScan era and is now 16 times platinum. Metallica also played the Injustice for All song Frayed Ends of Sanity live in its entirety for the first time ever Wednesday night at the Sonosphere Festival in Helsinki, Finland. Footage of that performance is in the Rock Report blog. And Sublime with Rome singer Rome Ramirez is claiming Linkin Park called police on him for weed possession in Tucson, Arizona. Rome posted on his Twitter page the day after the incident, quote, "That just happened, LOL, hashtag snitches, hashtag B dot 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 move, Linkin narc," unquote. Linkin Park vocalist Mike Shinoda says the band did not call police. Shinoda claimed they were doing a meet and greet while Sublime was on stage. No word on any pending charges or further dispute between the two groups. And that is the Rock Report, brought to you by Charter Communications. For these stories and more, including audio, video, and links, go to the Rock Report blog, 106.5thebuzz.com.